with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the body, we'll bring the smoke.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're in the middle of conversation, Bob, when we ran out of time there. About Trail Point.
Let's pick that up. I felt a hook go around my neck. Yeah. Conrad was pulling on it.
Yep, exactly. Let's pick that up where we left off.
So anyway, very nice to go on that bus and meet Thomas's family. And then I went inside and I got to meet Jeff's family. I don't think I've ever met your wife before, and I met her father, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it was just a cool story.
Big Ed.
Big Ed. Yeah, Big Ed. He's the bouncer at the door, and just, it's, I don't know. I think
he let you in.
Yeah, he did. I think everybody's nicer after a couple of beers. But what we're tasting right now is called Echoes of Eternity, and it's a Czech Pils. And I was telling Jeff on the break that the very first really good beer I ever had, which turned the light on to, like, there are better beers than Coors, was when my brother-in-law gave me a Pilsner Urquell. And we sat there and sipped them and just looked at each other, and our eyes went crazy because it's like, this was 20 years ago, you know, when great beers were not so abundant.
Mm-hmm. And this is a great style, Bob. Thank you. No, it's been a style that's been in our portfolio for about a year and a half now. We've always kind of focused on IPAs, ambers, but this beer is just a neat little beer. It's Pilsners are tougher to make. They take longer. There's a lot of things that can stand out in them if there's an off flavor. And the cool thing about this beer, it kind of tells a little story about Trail Point. So on the can, it has a Native American marker tree.
Nice.
That's the story of basically part of the name of Trail Point, where the name came from. It's marker trees were directional markers to follow and an area of significance and a place to go. So,
well, I guess you could call Pilsner Urquell a marker tree too,
right?
Because that's an iconic beer. I'd say this is a little better.
Thank you.
And that's saying a lot.
I
don't want to say
really
little
good.
As a slam. They still make a legend. I mean, worldwide legendary beer. So you've kind of tipped it over.
So if you've not had a Czech Pils before, Pilsners are generally quite mild. This has a little bit of hop, but it's not, you know. My wife, I hate hoppy beers. I hate that bitter taste in the back
She'll
of
like
my
this
tongue.
One.
Right? You'd like this one.
Because
It's there. There's a hint of it, but it's not overwhelming. It's
well,
wonderful.
The hoppiness is a little bit of that that Czech flair on there.
Right.
And a little bit of that, the terroir of where this beer comes from. So that was our big job to create. And this beer is still a work in progress. We continue to try to perfect it and make it better. And
I'm not.
It's one of our
I'm
favorites.
Not sucking up. I see you brought a lot of it. I don't need to talk you into bringing a lot of beer. You already did it. I love complimenting excellence, and I think of some of the great brewers I've had the pleasure of meeting, especially like some of them when they were just starting out. And I think when I met you, you were 2 years into it, and I took a couple sips. And I mean, I'm 67. I've tried a lot of beers, and you know when it's really good or when it's like it's drinkable, or when it's like, oh my God, I can't stand it. This is excellent, and I don't know that I've ever had a beer at your joint that wasn't.
Thank you.
And I think it's going to go even better with Thomas is getting out some barbecue here. This guy knows how to cook food, Jop.
Well, while he's doing that, he handed his phone over to me while you were talking with Jeff, and it had pictures of this bus. Okay, you guys are way underselling this bus. The pictures I saw, it's a commercial stainless steel kitchen on wheels.
Yeah, but the outside is even cooler because it's so ghetto. It's just like
flat black.
It looks like you could drive it into any kind of car show where you've got all the
So this is not your mama's city bus.
No.
Okay. And I saw the pictures from end to end in it. Two big serving doors that open up, you know, what I call them doors, but it's a window with the cover that flops down and goes up. But it's the real deal. If you see this thing parked somewhere, hit the brakes, go in and have some barbecue. Because,
you might think Snoop Dogg's driving the thing, is what I'm saying.
It's beautiful,
it's
but
totally
it's
pimped.
It's not something that's been cobbled up in somebody's backyard. This thing's professionally built. I can tell by looking at it. I mean, there's PEX piping through it. There's a bay under the bus that holds four propane tanks, generator connection on the outside of the unit, and it drives down the road.
Well, you can tell the guy grew up in the trades because he just has figured out how to do things.
Right.
And if you're in the trades, even if you're a commercial painter or whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter. You're working with drywallers. You're working with the tin knockers and the HVAC guys and, you know, plumbers. So you pick up
with
a
them
lot
all day.
Of
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
This, I'm telling you, Jop, you got to see this thing. You're going to love it. But the combination of this bus with Trail Point's excellent beers is like, I was so sad to have to drive another 45 minutes home because I had a 2-beer limit, right? It's like, that's just the rule.
Right.
I really wanted to stay.
Yeah. Well, I can see why. So here we go. The food's coming out. I can smell it. He's got all kinds of little boxes. Look at it. Wow.
I'm going to say he makes his own sauces.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does.
They are all custom sauces. Yeah. A couple of them are homemade here. So.
A good barbecue guy will very often make certain ones. I don't think you always have to make them all because I still stick with Jop's favorite, which is the sweet pepper from Frank's.
It comes from Gordon's in a jug, and it's a sweet but it does, and I give credit where credit's due. That's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit of heat and a little bit of sweet, and it's red and it's just different. And you put it in a squirt bottle, and people love it. And
well,
I'm not
going to
take credit for somebody else's.
I'm anxious to see what you think of this brisket because you and I are both kind of fussy, picky.
Don't necessarily
have to fall in love with everything you eat.
Right. But
look at those ribs.
I'm seeing baby backs here. I'm seeing some chicken. I'm seeing some brisket with an incredible looking bark.
Notice how the ribs are cut.
Yeah, right. Two bones.
Two bones.
Yeah, I was looking. I counted three. I was counting. Why do you say that?
Two dogs humping.
Right. Yeah. Right. No. I saw three chickens and then three sets of ribs. That's why. I'm sorry.
I had to go Native American with that.
Two bones. Yeah.
You got the Trail Point.
Right. Yeah. I get it.
You know the two dogs humping joke.
Yeah,
come on.
Right. But anyway, this is good looking stuff. This is really good looking stuff, and we're about to try it. But While he's dishing that up, I got two more beers in my hand here. One's called Oh My Amber, and the other one's called Starry Stoneworth. Which one should I open?
Open them both.
There you go. That is a brewer talking.
Winner, winner.
All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about this. Is Oh My Amber. My is Michigan, M-I. And tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's a Michigamber ale is what it is. It's been a beer that's been with us for probably the last 7 years, and it's been a great beer for us. It's our number one seller on draft. It's one of those styles that keeps on chugging. It's got a really nice kind of slight caramel profile to it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
It's got some body, and it goes with anything, really. It does.
Yeah.
It's a tough style. If you're just starting out, because it's a little bit heavier, but I think it fits any food style that there is.
I would agree, and there's no hop forward on this one, and again, that's what the craft beer critic, the one that is used to drinking, you know, Busch Lights, they hate coming to a brewery pub because they think everything's got hops in it. This one doesn't, right?
Well, all beers,
it has
hops,
but it's not forward.
Right,
yeah, thank
correct.
You, thank you. Yep,
more of a balanced hop profile.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, the brisket's nice.
Is it?
I think it's better than it was last Saturday.
Yeah? Oh, and you had some then, too,
yeah.
huh? Right. So
of course.
Must have been after those 2 beers.
Right.
What's the first thing I do when I see a barbecue guy?
You're right. I know.
Let me try your brisket.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
That's
how
I judge. I'm very judgy.
Right. We all know that, Bob. If anybody's listening to the show and that's the first time you heard that, well, welcome to the show. It's your first time.
Why do you think we have such good guests?
Right. Because the good guests are smart.
They've already passed the critique.
Right, the Bob test.
Do you want to bring in like a hack barbecue guy.
Right.
No. We've all been there.
All right. We're going to take a break because I want to eat some of this, and then we'll be right back, and I'll tell you how good it is. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.